variables over the years, including famous felons like Al Capone.
The prison was relatively kind to him and gave him some special treatment while he was inside.
But with every cell designed for solitary confinement, prisoners spent most days in complete isolation.
They thought this would bring out the best in people. Today, we know that it was more likely to drive them insane.
Eastern State is believed to be one of the most haunted places in the world.
Gave you the gloves so I could show you our death ledger. This is a handwritten list of every person who died in this building. There's more than 1,000 names in this book.
Gosh.
That's what they were in the prison for.
Yeah, manslaughter.
And then there's the cause of death over here. B5721 here, who was stabbed by another inmate. His cause of death.
Ooh, look at his eyes.
Scary. I know.
Aaron Sagers, a paranormal researcher, has spent many hours within the walls of the prison.
This is death row. This is where they kept the baddest of the bad here at Eastern State. If you guys are ready to get ghosty, I brought a bunch of little goodies here, some gadgets.
So you've heard some creepy things among these walls.
I've heard some things that I can't explain, but it certainly sounds like words to me. Let me go ahead and play this one.
I killed her.
These are old school spiritualist devices, dowsing rods. Hold them close to the top. Why don't you ask a question?
Spirits, please cross the rods and make yourself known. If you want us to leave death row, cross our rods. Tell us. I'm a little freaked out right now. I'm going to drop it.
Jenna is out when it comes to the rods.
Oh my God. Okay.
Sufficiently spooked from a possible encounter with a real ghost, we decided we were ready for a guaranteed scare with some not-so-real ones.